Yeah, Wednesdays we get the pleasure of talking to the Hall of Famer, the legendary voice of the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy, Al About the Suns. That happens right now here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning to you, Al. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Nice to be with you, and hope things are going great.
They're going well, and the Suns are living right, too. I tweeted out after that game last night in Toronto, Al, I don't know how they did it, but they did it. The Suns found a way to win, and Bick and I were talking about it earlier. That's what good teams do. When things aren't firing on all cylinders, they find just enough to win games, and they did it against a good team last night. That was not a pretty win, but an impressive win, I thought.
Well, they probably didn't deserve to win it, and I'll give you just a quick analogy of the Suns. And, of course, as you know, it's hard to be critical when you have a team that's on top of the league, 31 wins, 9 losses. On the road, they're 14-4. Of course, last year they had the best road record in the NBA. But they're a little out of sync right now. And let me give you just a little two-minute report on, I think, what has happened. Now, as we know, the Suns got off to a soft start, lost a few games, but then really came on strong after that. Of course, had the 18-game winning streak and were just outplaying everybody. Their energy level, their physicality, every part of the game was really top-notch. And until just a few weeks ago, there were only two teams that had not been hit by the pandemic, by the COVID virus, Utah and the Suns. That changed. Now, earlier, the Suns had gotten by without Šarić, without Kaminsky. They'd had D.A. missed some games. They've had Booker miss some games. But they've been able to handle that. But then all of a sudden, things started to kind of get a little shaky. They had players go into the protocol. They just weren't feeling right about their game. And they had to start bringing in some new faces. And they did that. And on the last road trip, they were very impressive in the last two games on that road trip in Charlotte and New Orleans, but not with their normal starting players.
Right.
Then when the starters started to come back, they weren't quite ready. Now, they're a little out of sync right now. I don't think there's any question about that. But I can't tell you how many times through the years when a team was maybe not playing their best and a coach would say, we need to get out on the road. And I think this is the ideal thing for the Suns right now. They didn't deserve to win that game last night. They didn't play that well at all. But even though they're going to be gone for 2 weeks, they have only five games and they have days off. Now, they don't play today. They don't play tomorrow. What this means is they now have some really good practice time. They're all together on the road. And I think when they come back from this road trip, things are going to start to fall in place. But right now, being very honest with you, they're a little out of sync.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Before last year's playoffs, I was really growing increasingly frustrated with DeAndre Ayton because we all see his physical gifts. Then the playoffs happened, and he was absolutely dominant and answered every question anybody had about him. He's back now in a mode where he's not quite playing with that kind of energy. They had to get on him at halftime last night. And to his credit, he responded in the second half. But I guess what I'm asking is, what do you make of the Suns' rebounding issues as of late? Is this part of what you're talking about, or do you think this has to be addressed some way, somehow?
Well, it's part of what I'm talking about. To rebound, you've got to be physical. You've got to be aggressive. You've got to body up people. And they haven't been doing that. They were earlier in the year. And as far as DeAndre Ayton is concerned, I wish they'd get him the ball a little more often. I mean, earlier, the pick and roll with he and CP3 was terrific, but he just isn't getting the ball offensively hardly at all. I think in the first half last night, he had, what, two shots?
Yeah.
And he's not going to get rebounds if he's not going to get the basketball. And I think once they kind of realize that they've got to go to him more offensively, they're going to be better off.
Al McCoy, the Hall of Famer, our guest on Wednesdays. It's Al About the Suns as we talk Phoenix Suns basketball here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Bick and I were also talking earlier about Devin Booker's recent performance, and Book was in a spot until recently, Al, where it looked like, okay, now we're going to get the consistent three-point shooting, the consistent 30 points a game, and he's hit a little bit of a snag, 28% over his last three games. He did hit a big shot last night, but is he past the point where a few game stretch is of concern because of how diligent he is in what he does?
Well, you know, he was out with a hamstring, and, you know, you don't know what that situation is for sure right now, but I think it just falls in place, as I mentioned earlier, that they're just a little out of sync. Things just aren't going. Now, a lot of that is their ability to come out and play hard. You know my old line that I've used for 50 years in the NBA, if you come out and play hard every night, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
And the Suns haven't done that in the last 7, 8, 9 games. We haven't seen that energy, that really tough, hard-nosed play that we saw when they won 18 in a row. And that's why I said I think this road trip is really timely, because they're going to have a lot of practice time. They're together. They have no outside interests. And I think when they come back, things are going to start and fall in place. We'll see, that's for sure. And obviously, Booker has not been shooting the ball the way we expect him to. And maybe that's another reason why they should look inside to DeAndre Ayton a little bit more.
I've been hearing and reading a lot of, I'm using air quotes here, Al, a lot of NBA experts starting to kind of put together trade possibilities, what they think the Suns might need to do. And part of me is a little indignant about that, because if you're watching them, you know they've got great depth, better depth than I think they've ever had in my history watching the Suns. And I don't think they necessarily need anything. But then I started to think, would you like to upgrade a backup point guard? My point is, when you look at the trade deadline, is there anything that might pique your interest if you were James Jones?
I don't think so. I like what they have. And I think we have to mention, and Monty Williams said this himself, he's been a little confused with how he's been using players in the last few games. And I think that's going to start to fall in place on this road trip. You know, with all these new faces and the way Jalen Smith played and the people they've picked up and how they've contributed, he's had a little difficulty getting the right combinations on the floor at the right time. And he said so after these last couple of games that he isn't quite in sync himself. And that's why I think this road trip will help out. I just hate to see them break up this team unless it's something really spectacular.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, you talk about the power forward spot. You always look for help there. But then, look, Jay Crowder certainly bounced back last night.
Yes.
He was one of the few bright spots in the game, and it was good to see him back with strength and shooting the ball after having been in the safety protocol. But I'm one of these right now that would not really be in favor of shaking too much up with any trades right now. I think you've got a winning combination, and you've got depth.
As if the Western Conference weren't hard enough as it was, you've got the return of Klay Thompson in Golden State, and now you've got the rise of this Ja Morant kid who is just fabulous in Memphis. What do you think about that?
Well, you might remember that when we played Memphis the first time, I said, this is a darn good basketball team.
Yep.
And Ja Morant is an outstanding player. It's a good team. And they are going to be in the hunt in the West. I mean, right now they're fourth, and they're going to be heard from, no question about it. Now, you mentioned Golden State and Klay Thompson. Here's the only thing I think you have to look at: the players that have stepped up. You could mention Poole and several others for Golden State aren't going to be getting their shots anymore.
That's right.
Now the ball is going to be going to Klay Thompson. I don't know how much better this Golden State team will be with Klay, because some of those other players that really stepped up in his absence just aren't going to be getting the basketball anymore, because Klay Thompson is going to get those shots. So it's still a wait-and-see thing for the Warriors, and, of course, they've lost a couple games of late.
Yeah, including one to Memphis last night. Al, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Enjoy your week.
I'll tell you what, I'll plan on being here, guys.